Chapter 11, Bigger, Bolder, Faster. What's it all mean? I started this book telling you about being inspired with a message from above. God was sharing with me that I should teach Bigger, Bolder, Faster at my then-approaching Dream Business Academy Orlando. But the second part of the message on that cold January morning was that He wanted me to step up my game and write another book and inspired the entrepreneurs who read that book to stop waiting for it to get easier and create their dream businesses. As I write this final chapter, I just finished reading the manuscript for like the 15th time. And as I approached the end of the previous chapter, I felt like something was missing. As the author of the book, I unabashedly say, wow, this is an awesome book. Kind of like me thinking you're thinking your own children and grandchildren are the best and the cutest. But anyway, but as great as I think this book is, my gut is telling me that I need to just wrap up this book to put a big bow on this gift by closing it out with a few more words on Bigger, Bolder, Faster. And this is how this final chapter came to be. So what does Bigger, Bolder, Faster mean to me, and how can you as an entrepreneur benefit from embracing it? If you remember earlier in the book, I shared my memories from the many times I just said yes throughout my career, jumping off the cliff and sprouting my wings on the way down. The same lesson applies to changing your mindset from one of safe, doable, and steady as she goes to one of embracing the bigger, bolder, faster mantra. I'll share a couple of examples as I once looked back at my own career for clues. Remember, success leaves tracks. When I started my first business in October 2001, I felt very proud of myself for taking the leap to become an entrepreneur. However, an early mentor of mine pointed out that it was me. I was playing it too safe. I was playing small ball. I was trying to get on first base, where I then figured out the safest and most prudent way to get the second base, and on his words to me were, screw that. You need to man up, stop swinging for base hits and start swinging for the fences. And I mean, start today. Everybody needs a mentor. At the time, I was a member of the local Chamber of Commerce, and I was getting some clients from those meetings and networking events, embracing what I now call Bigger, Bolder, Faster mantra. Over the next few months, I joined 14 additional chambers of commerce. I joined every chamber that was within an hour or more of my home and was sometimes driving from one event to the other, shaking as many hands as I could and collecting as many business cards as I could. This was the beginning of the growth of my first business by first thinking bigger, not one chamber, but 14. Being bolder, I invested thousands of borrowed dollars that I did not have in membership fees. And instead of joining one or two chambers and then waiting to see if this strategy worked, I joined them all at the same time. That's the faster part. Bigger, bolder, faster. Another example, a few years later, when I started my first online business, nohasslenewsletters.com, I was somewhat getting used to bigger, bolder, faster way of doing things. For a membership business like mine, creating content and done-for-you newsletter templates every month essentially has the same cost structure, whether I have 5 members or 500. So, slow, prudent, steady as she goes just didn't feel right to me as an entrepreneur. As I've already stated, when I transitioned from my first small business to the more entrepreneurial online business world, I was only beginning to come out of my play-it-safe shell. Part of what was holding me back was the heavy debt load I was carrying. I wanted to pay off my debt, but as I've written extensively about this topic in Decide, the Ultimate Success Trigger, I won't go into that again here. Suffice it to say that, once again, I chose the bigger, bolder, faster approach before I even had a name for it. I wanted to move swiftly from my first paid member to 10, and then 20, and 50, and then 100. This type of faster growth required bolder thinking, and it had to be done much faster than the pace to which I was accustomed. That's about the time I made 2 huge decisions in my business. Number 1, that was the first time I joined a mastermind group, and number 2, it was the first time I paid to exhibit at a national marketing conference. As I near the end of this book, I won't go into as many examples as I did early on when I reflected back on just saying yes, but allow me to give you one more powerful example of embracing bigger, bolder, faster. A few years back, after launching my coaching program, I was showing nice growth each year in both the number of members as well as the fees I was charging. But me being me, which is hopelessly impatient, and now somewhat used to bigger, bolder, faster way of doing things, and not simply as a strategy, but as a way of life, it was time again, once again, to kick this thing into high gear. As I shared my most embarrassing moment earlier in this book, a very successful entrepreneur who himself had a multi-million dollar coaching business challenged me like nobody has ever challenged me before to essentially stop being a wuss and to man up and grow my coaching business in a bigger, bolder, faster way. That's when I started speaking more. I started writing more books, accelerated the million-dollar platform, and that's actually when I became the Dream Business Coach and started the Dream Business Academy. Any one of these marketing and business building strategies in and of themselves would qualify me as bigger, bolder, faster, but to the best of my ability, I chose to go all in and literally did everything I could as fast as I could to create my dream business and live my dream lifestyle. Was it easy? Oh, hell no. It was hard, all of it. Did it make me question my ego, judgment, business acumen, and my very existence as an entrepreneur? Hell yes, many, many times. I wondered, what the hell am I doing? Did I sometimes want to quit? Well, I don't remember any thoughts of actually wanting to quit, but I had plenty of thoughts of wanting to scale back and retreat to a safer, more prudent lifestyle in which I didn't feel like I had so much on the line. Bigger, bolder, faster can be scary. That's precisely why more entrepreneurs do not embrace this mantra. Not everyone is cut out to become an entrepreneur, and those that do, those that start a business, they're not all cut out for this fast-paced, put-it-all-on-the-line type of growth. It is not lost on me that Stephanie's and my big adventure is just yet another example of bigger, bolder, faster. Could we do this journey in a year or two? Sure. Could we use the extra time to more adequately research the type of boat we should have? Could we take more classes on navigating, learn how to know whether or not 2 or 6 miles offshore is the most prudent thing, and more importantly, how to find your way back when you can't see land? Sure, that would have been prudent. These are things that I sometimes wake up thinking about, especially finding our way back to land. That's a big what if I hope I never have to solve. But as I've shared earlier, life is one big game of what if. And those who wait for the perfect time to act, to answer every question, to dot every I and cross every T, most often never do anything outside of their comfort zone. Our ability to just say yes to selling our home, putting all of our possessions in storage, moving aboard a 50-foot boat for a couple of years is the least financially prudent thing to do as we approach our retirement years, or at least semi-retirement years. And I can't think of anything riskier from a financial standpoint than buying a boat. In boater circles, boat stands for B-O-A-T, break out another thousand, because every repair or every part seems to cost 10 times more than it should. But I digress. We already said yes. We're already on the boat. So while the accountants and financial planners say, maybe buy a townhouse, invest in some rental properties, put more money in your 401ks, Stephanie and I said, nope, not just yet. We have more life to live and experience, and we're ready for a big adventure. That is our way of living the dream, embracing bigger, bolder, faster lifestyle that is very much a part of our lives as a direct result of me first choosing to become an entrepreneur 16 years ago. So what are you thinking about doing in your life or your business? What grand plans do you have and have had for more than a few years? If you could wake up tomorrow and be living your dream lifestyle made possible by creating your dream business, what does that life look like? And what is stopping you from taking a chance on pushing yourself, pushing all the chips into the middle of the table and betting on yourself to win big? What is stopping you from creating or growing a business that will do more than just pay the bills? What is preventing you from just saying yes and playing a bigger, bolder, faster game, creating a dream business that will provide you the opportunity to live a life on your terms? If you're an entrepreneur with big dreams and big goals and you have not been able to turn your dreams into reality thus far, I have two suggestions for you. Number one, please read my book, Decide, The Ultimate Success Trigger. This book will fix what's ailing you from the neck up. Even though you and I have not met, I can say with at least 90% certainty that the reason your business is not providing the lifestyle you want and deserve is not due to some strategy or marketing campaign that you have not yet learned. It is being held back because of the person staring at you in the bathroom mirror. Go take a look and then read this book. Number two, invest in your business and the dream lifestyle that you want and deserve by investing in a ticket to my next Dream Business Academy. Go to www.dreambizacademy.com, dreambizacademy.com to see when and where the next event is. I guarantee this is one investment that will produce a fast ROI. You know, 16 years ago, I was sitting on the surgeon's table as he explained to me that my chances of being alive in 5 years were either 80% or 50%, depending on the outcome of the surgery. That kind of news will shake you to your core and cause you to rethink everything about the life you've lived and want to keep living. I realize all these years later that at this event, unpleasant as it was a gift and a blessing. Not only do I have my priorities more in line, but I also came to realize how precious and how short life can be. As a constant reminder that life is flying by, I keep an hourglass on my desk and am looking at it as I write these final words. The sand, which represents life itself, is always running out. You cannot slow it down or stop it. And someday, whether decades from now or much sooner, the sand will eventually run out. If nothing else I've shared with you in this book has resonated with you and moved you from a position of slow and steady as she goes, making only well-thought-out and prudent investments, to embracing a new position and higher level of confidence, to once and for all get busy and play a bigger, bolder, faster game, then perhaps this image will. Think about what's possible. Think about what your dream lifestyle can look like. Think about what your business can do to support a life that you love. Finally, consider if you want to achieve this dream slow and steady as she goes, or Katie, bar the doors, we're moving full steam ahead. If after reading or listening to this book, you feel like me, that slow to no growth is no longer an acceptable option, and instead of you're ready for bigger, bolder, faster, then I invite you to apply to become a member of the Dream Business Coaching and Mastermind Program. This is where you'll experience what it's like working with a no-nonsense business coach with a proven track record of not only doing this for himself, but countless other entrepreneurs. You can learn more at dreambizcoaching.com, dreambizcoaching.com, and of course, dreambizacademy.com. Don't think about it too long. Just say yes. It has been my great pleasure sharing this time with you. I truly hope this book has inspired you, has resonated with you. I hope this book, Just Say Yes, has stirred something that's been long settling down there in the gut. And maybe above all, I hope this book will cause you into action. I hope you will develop your dream business. I hope you will create your dream lifestyle and just say yes. And don't worry about the what ifs. Don't worry about being scared. Jump and spread your wings on the way down. I truly appreciate the time you've taken with me. I really, really do. I mean, you can always make more money, but you can't make more time. And again, please share a comment with me. Go to my Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or wherever else I am, or send an email to jim@getjimpalmer.com, or just connect with me. Let me know if you appreciate the book. And if you do, pass it on to somebody else. I hope we get a chance to meet at a future Dream Business Academy. And you take good care. Bye-bye.